Pod's great.
And my name is Sophie.
And my name is Emma.
And I'm in T7.
And I'm in T4.
And I'm in year 4.
I'm in year 5.
And Abby and Charlie are away, unfortunately. But I hope they will be back next. Pod's good. Today we're interviewing Miss Veery. Miss Veery, what did the teachers do on the first day back?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I'm sure you would never have guessed. We got to cook in the kitchen.
Really?
Yes. And we still had to do lots of other work as well and have workshops and PD and that. But what we were able to do is Mr. Thomas organised that we could be in different sections, and half of us went in and cooked up morning tea and the other half went in and cooked up lunch.
Yeah, that's so cool. I've never heard of like the teachers doing it all.
It was the first time, I think.
Yeah. What did you make?
Oh, we made two things each. Well, I was on the lunch brigade. The morning tea people made a beautiful ricotta and spinach roll, pastry roll. And they made lots of them, so we all enjoyed those for morning tea.
Yeah, those are delicious.
They are. I think she used recipes you guys have done, so you might even recognize some of them.
Yeah, I recognize that one. They were the best.
They
I
were delicious. Them. And she reckons they're better than the bakery, doesn't she?
Yeah, they definitely are.
So, for lunch, we thought, well, what are we going to do for lunch if that's for morning tea? And when we got in, we had to make pizzas and an Asian noodle salad. So that's what we cooked. I don't know how you guys do it in that time, because I'm a bit of a slow cook. I love cooking, but I'm a bit slow and I like to kind of get everything organized. And I was like, grab this, grab that, put it in. Have you got this ready? Is your pastry ready to go? Is your pizza going in the oven yet? Whoa, we haven't even got our noodles going. Is it like that for you?
Not really. My group does what they need to do. It just sort of happens.
My group had two of us.
Only two people in that one
only
group.
Two people, so we had to work quite hard, actually.
Yeah, that reminds me of the time when Sophia's group was away and was only Sophia, so we just had two people.
Yeah, and you got to work hard.
What was the challenges when you made the pizza and pastry and noodles?
Well, there were a few challenges. I think for me the hardest thing was having so much to do in the time and not enough, you know, people really doing it. And I think it's quite challenging when you're working away and then you start seeing all these other teams around you and they're doing it in a different order and they're finishing things at a different time. Do you ever get a bit of a panic when you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, all the washing up.
Yeah, but I don't like doing that. As well as the early bus sort of helps with that, but I still need to clean.
And I'd never made a noodle salad before, actually, like that with dry hard noodles.
I have never made a noodle salad, salad either, but I have had a chicken salad. What food was your favourite? How did it taste?
I don't think I could have a favourite, but it all tasted delicious. And of course at the end we did what you guys do. We carried it all up to the staff room and we had a really big, because there were a lot more people, really big table set out, and all the groups brought all their pizzas and huge bowls of salad and we shared it out. So we actually got to taste other people's versions of our dish as well. And pizza had, there was a potato and a leek one, and the one I did had pumpkin, butternut pumpkin and feta, and was delicious. I think I really like the dressing in the noodle salad.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favourite. What we really also liked was the fact that we got to chat to each other. So because of COVID, Mr. Thomas wanted to make sure that teachers had a chance to connect again. And so I think that was a perfect example.
Very perfect.
Because sometimes if you get too apart, then you don't really fit together again.
Exactly. So it was a good idea of his.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming and thanks for letting us interview you for the kitchen garden session.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
You're welcome. Me and Sophie are looking forward. Well, I'm looking forward to kitchen next week, and she's looking forward to garden next week.
Excellent.
If we don't see you in the kitchen, we'll catch you in the garden.